Hear my prayer and voice this morning, Lord. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You're the source of life for every living thing. You are the sovereign ruler over the whole of creation, and you do as you wish in your creation. You give to everything life, breath, and every good thing. In you we live and move and have our being. You formed me in the womb of my mother, and I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am the evidence of your miraculous life-giving power. You are completely and totally good. You are incapable of doing evil. You work all things together for the good to those who love God and are called according to your purpose. You make everything for your own purpose, and that includes me. I am made for your purpose. Today, I acknowledge that our Lord Jesus Christ said that I shall know the truth, and the truth would make me free. Today, I confess the things that you have said are absolutely true and without error or confusion. I affirm by faith that these things are true about me because you said so. I trust you. I affirm that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I affirm that he is fully God and fully man in one body. I affirm that you, the Father, sent him, the Son of God, to be the Savior of the world. I agree with the gospel writers that he proved his goodness, righteousness, and faith by the life he lived and the works he did on this earth in the presence of many witnesses, both friend and enemy. I affirm that he died a real physical death on the cross, and that as your son he suffered a separation from you because he took my sin upon him. I am ashamed of my sin, disobedience, and rebellion against you, but I am grateful that Christ died on that cross to pay the full penalty for my sin. I affirm that he was really dead and buried in a tomb of earth, and that on the third day he rose again from the dead. You, my creator, provider, and judge, are fully satisfied with Christ's payment for my sin. I trust him with my life. I affirm that when Christ died in my place, I died to sin with him. Sin has no dominion over me, for by Christ's resurrection I have been moved out of the power of sin, death, and the law, and have been transferred into the realm of grace, life, faith, and the Spirit of God. I am dead to sin and alive to God. I affirm that when Christ arose from the dead, I rose with him and am a new man. My old man, the Adam in me with whom I was born, was crucified with Christ, and because of his resurrection, a new man was created by the Spirit of God in me that is born of God. That new man is sinless, unable to sin, totally righteous, and is eternally safe in Christ. Because of faith in the living, crucified, and resurrected Christ, my sins are paid for in full. I am completely justified before you. I am complete in Christ without spot, blemish, wrinkle, or sin. I am fully accepted by you in Christ. I am fully forgiven. I am washed, cleansed, purified, and set apart by you for your own purposes in my life. I am redeemed from the dungeon of sin, shame, and guilt. I'm healed from the hurts which have been done toward me. As you have forgiven me through Christ Jesus, I now forgive all who have sinned against me. I am no longer a child of your wrath, for now I am a child of God. All my sin was transferred to Jesus when he died, and now all of his righteousness has been transferred to me. I am a free man, capable of living a godly life as you have equipped me with everything I need for life and godliness through knowing Christ and the promises which I now believe. Your Holy Spirit has crucified my old man and has created a new man in me that is born of God. I am filled with power, with God's character. I'm a child of God. Because you gave your son for me, there is nothing you withhold from me for my good. You have empowered me to do what needs to be done. Because this new born of God man is in me now, I have the knowledge of God and the mind of Christ with me. You have made me to accomplish great things in his name. I am a fruit-bearing branch of Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have in me all the joy, peace, strength, endurance, faith, love, long-suffering, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and compassion of Jesus himself. Because he lives in me, I have all his ability to continue until the task is completed. I have his wisdom coursing through my being. He will teach me all things. He is Lord over everything, and he's Lord of my life. My life is filled with hope and promise because I too will be raised from the dead as Christ was. I submit myself afresh and anew to Christ this day. I will fear nothing, for you are with me. You've already provided what I need before I get there. I will not complain, for you are the source of all things happening in my life to make me just like Christ, your holy, beloved Son. My life is filled with thanksgiving for your goodness to me. I will be diligent because Christ is diligent in me. I am free to be completely productive in my work all day, every day. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Nothing can ever separate me from your love in Christ Jesus. I am more than a conqueror through him who loved me. I am crucified with Christ. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You have chosen me and made me your own special possession. I am a child of God, and I'm ready to really live. This is truth. So let it be, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.